Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume, improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit RackPorcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table. Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
Tired of the hassle and risks of manual fruit cutting? Let me introduce our partners over at Supercut System, the automated solution that enhances safety, quality, and efficiency. Cut up to 120 perfect citrus wedges per minute, 6 times faster than manual. Patented technology delivers consistent slices, reducing waste and eliminating plastic. The contactless hygienic design lowers contamination risk and workplace injuries. Supercut integrates seamlessly for any volume. Improve profitability and customer experience. Experience the power of automation with Supercut. Get started today at supercut.com and be sure to ask about their risk-free trials.
All right. Hello, food fam. This is the Walk and Talk podcast, and I'm your host, Carl Fiadini. Attention, chefs and food buyers. If you haven't heard of Cahaba Club Herbal Outpost, you must look into this amazing Florida farm. We're talking about a wide selection of microgreens to microflowers. If you're in the Central Florida area, Pizzecchi's Produce and Specialty Foods proudly, and I say proudly, carries all of Marvin's pretty products, or contact Marvin directly. He is a wonderful human being, and he is my friend. Jump on his website at CahabaClub.com. All right, so on today's program, we have Nicole Cruz from Circle C Farm to catch up on farm life. But first, let's get into who our sponsor is today. Attention all chefs and food buyers. Are you looking to improve your proteins program with quality and service by the best in the beef business? Reach out to Peninsula Food Service. With 25 butchers on staff, their services will dazzle and impress your dining guests. Peninsula is the largest, and I mean largest, Creekstone Farm distributor in the Southeast United States. Let the gang at Peninsula Food Service cut your beef burdens away. Ask about their dry-aged program. Find them at peninsulafood.com. Oh, wow. See how I did that? That's how pros do it.
That was perfect.
That's how the pro does it. All right. So check it out. Let's welcome to the program our culinary contributor, Mr. Jefferson Starship. No, is that your name?
Wow.
Wow.
Throwing way back now.
You know what I'm saying? That's what I do over here.
Yeah.
Jeff, baby.
Yeah,
how
man.
You doing?
I'm fantastic, man.
All right. So before I bring Nicole on the on the line,
mm-hmm.
I want a sexy description of this beautiful plate of beef, meat, chicken, all this awesomeness.
Definitely, man.
I mean, what are we talking about here?
So, yeah,
you're already talking too fast.
This is the epitome of what I do about the primal cooking and barbecue. So we had beef rib. And that comes off the ribeye and rubbed it with a char, which is the Indian pickle spice. And then I literally let it sit there for about 5 days to just get a crust on it.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And then in the smoker it goes. And about 3.5-4 hours later, you have that char, the bark. The char has that beautiful flavor. Then I had this smoker was not even full with everything I was cooking. Just so you guys know, I had two birds, a rack of ribs, beef ribs, which is actually really huge. And then I had about 50 chicken wings that went on there too at the same time, along with some other. I have another smoker that I utilize for vegetarian stuff. So that has Malibu rum. So it's coconut rum and jerk marinated chicken wings that sat there for 5 days, just soaking in that as well. And then the two birds, I use shawarma, which shawarma is the spice blend that they utilize in gyros or gyros, or however you pronounce it. And that marinated in and dried. And then we put butter underneath the skin, like we talked about the last episode.
Wait.
Butter
under the butter. Skin.
Oh, man. You're saying all the right stuff.
Yeah. So that just kind of, you know, amped it up, and a little bit of steam, a little bit fat, final liaison, which is the glaze or the final product that you add in, or final fat that you're going to add to it. And that just smoked for about an hour and a half or so. And you just get this beautiful, I think John's favorite was definitely the shawarma chicken, but that matches him because he's kind of mellow and laid back a little bit.
He's a little shawarmy.
Yeah.
Nicole, welcome to the program. Yeah. And
thanks.
So, I mean, did you hear that description?
Yeah. That was pretty.
You made me do it, by the way. You made me do it because the last time you guys were talking on the Circle Farms, Circle C's, I was listening to that, and then I heard Carl say, Jeff's going to really like this, and you got all about them rubbing your meat, so I decided, okay, I'm going to bring it, and I didn't even know you're going to be on the program today, so it was ironic. Yeah.
Well, you know how much I enjoy rubbing the meat.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes.
It's a family show. I mean, it really is.
That's why you have 200 acres for your cattle and your farm, your livestock.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So listen, Nicole, bottom line.
What you got?
Bottom line, Jeff is phenomenal with the food that he makes.
Thank you.
And I know.
And obviously what you do, you're phenomenal with the animals that you raise. And all
Thank
I'm
you.
Saying, you're yeah. very welcome. And all I'm saying is, because what am I? Who am I? I'm nobody, but I am a connector. And I think mm-hmm. that we ought to take this show on the road, come back down to Bonita Springs, down to Circle C Farm, and I think that we just unleash Jeffrey on the farm. I'm talking some.
You don't want to do that. Yeah. I won't leave.
Oh yeah, no. Beef, eggs, duck. Oh man, I think we just make a mess.
Yeah, I don't know if you know this, Nicole, but the people I know down in that area, you are the god or goddess of farming down. You are looked up to by so many individuals. Like you mentioned, Circle C's, Nicole Cruz, they're like, oh my God, I want to be just like her. I want my farm one day to be. And they're not even the big farms. We're talking maybe there's Jan. She raises goats. She has City Chicks. Thank God I pronounced it right.
Okay.
So she talks about you. You have Colleen Haas and Rich Haas over at Park. They talk about you, and they have 40 acres. And they have individual stories, and they always refer back. You know, look what Nicole does. That's what I want to emulate is Nicole. So I just want
to
give you a good shout out there.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I work really hard to make sure that
if you're feeling low
the
today,
other farmers have a resource.
Well, not only that, I mean, your food, when you eat, like you have, you're saying, you know, you're going to pay for great food, but you're going to feel good too from eating it. And mm-hmm. that's the truth. You really do feel good about eating the food that you're, because of the love for your animals. You can see it or taste it,
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you definitely taste the difference.
Oh, yeah.
Nicole, yeah. I cut you off while you were talking.
I know. You do it all the time, but I still love you.
I know. And it's not on purpose.
But Jeff more, because he rubs the meat better.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm allowed to.
You know, he's got a lot more practice, I guess. I know. But, you know.
And Manny's cool with it.
I'm not getting in the middle of this. So as it turns out, though, you know, yeah, people speak very highly of you. So if you were feeling down or low today, you get the boost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that very much.
I love the fact that you're willing and open enough to talk to people and help them out. Cause a lot of times farmers aren't, you know, they're like chefs. Oh, I'm not going to give my recipe away. Why? Cause you invented it. it doesn't make sense. And you have to be that resource for people.
Well, yeah. The thing is that I can give any secret that has worked for us, but the truth of the matter is, and it's whether it's in livestock or it's in the kitchen as you all as chefs are preparing, and whether you've got accompaniments to your meats, just because you give somebody information doesn't mean that they're going to execute.
Yeah, so, amen. Truth. Amen.
You know, so, I mean, I'm happy to share things if it helps make it better for the farmer and it's more efficient, effective, cost-effective, as well as it's a sound animal husbandry practice and it makes life on the farm better for both the human and the livestock, then I have an obligation and responsibility to share. And I'm okay with that.
I love that.
That's awesome. It's important.
It's important. There's not enough of us to grow and enough of you all to prepare amazing proteins for there to be any true level of competition. Like, I truly believe that we are all here to provide what we do in our skill base and our talents so that we can pass things along to, like, Jeff and to you guys in the chef circle that you're working in and then extend the amazingness. So it's all, to me, a team effort.
Chefs and food buyers, let me tell you about a product that will generate new excitement on your menu. Fully cooked, pasture-raised, all-natural Australian lamb from Aussie Select. Their award-winning, handcrafted, innovative products are blended with the finest spices and amazing flavors. Options include agave rosemary, tikka masala, lamb pastrami, and lamb prime rib roast. Available sliced or whole with a long shelf life too. Find out more at AussieSelect.com.
What are we going to cook? I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that.
What is Jeff going to cook?
What is Jeff going to cook?
I was going to say, do not commit us, Carl.
No, I would never. I would never do that. I can assure you. I can assure you of that.
That's why I'm here, Nicole.
Yeah, I mean, Nicole.
I'm so grateful.
But Nicole, when it comes down to it, obviously, let's say we put something together over the next handful of weeks. What should we expect to be available that Jeff can get his hands on and create some like fabulous stuff?
Oh, better yet, what do you want to showcase on the farm that you want to, you know?
Well, let's see. There's a couple of things. We're going to be rolling out our full blood Wagyu.
Really?
Next week.
Now you're raising that on the farm?
We are working. There's another rancher that we're working with because of the uniqueness of actually these are full blood imported Japanese lines.
Oh, wow.
So we're diversifying. We are a grass fed and grass finished program, but we are bringing in some boutique beef that will be ours. And so we are working on that. We are next week we're going to be hanging lamb. We will probably do a couple of pigs. So we'll have those available. We've just finished another round of chicken harvesting. So I think Manny's going to start to dabble in some dry aged chicken and some possibly doing some dry aged lamb. These are all in-house. These are research and development type things. These are not going to be things that are going to roll out to the website yet. And for anybody who's shopped with us on the website, unless it's specifically in an aged collection, nothing on our website is aged. I want to be upfront about that because we do have some customers or clientele that have histamine issues and concerns. So I don't want that to be misconstrued. But we are in R&D right now. We have, I'm so excited. We are rolling out a sourdough light and a sourdough bold. I've launched our scratch-made artisanal bakery, our farm bakery. So we've launched a couple of new products in the store that we're going to be bringing to the website next week as well.
Jeff, come back to the car. Wait, don't. Jeff's running to the car. I think he's heading down today. Now he's on his way.
No, no. But we'll turn the ovens in the test kitchen off. You know, before you get here. So don't do it today. But yes, definitely when you come down, oh my gosh. Come back. And then I think you guys are in a special environment today that I know we're going to talk about. And the things that are being grown there, I definitely want to talk about because that just makes me like super excited. And
I mean,
so we got some cool things we're rolling out on the farm.
Look, so all right, there's a little bit to unpack here. Number one,
mm-hmm.
When we do come down there, and we will, we'll bring some goodies from Cahaba Club over here, micros and whatnot.
Yeah, he was supposed to have some peanut grass, which is this new thing that they did with the University of Florida microgreen. And when you eat it, it's grass, cool. But when you eat it, it tastes like peanuts. He's that also got
really
some
great.
He's got some really good wasabi microgreens. Mm. He's got the tangerine gold, which has got this huge, just powerful lemon or lime that and cilantro mixed all in one. Whoa. So like think about ceviche
seriously.
Or mojo or anything like that. It just goes so well.
Yeah, but how would that lay across a chicken breast?
It depends. I mean, you listen, when you do something, you have to treat it with what you're going to do with it. So in other words, like if I was going to do something with tangerine gold, I would use a mojo so that it kind of influenced the mojo to come out. So then you have that citrus there in the back end. And then in the front, it kind of accentuate that in the front palate. So it's all about
now,
laying
those. Would
you
do that on a brine?
Yeah, you can. Well, you can also use it as a finished product. So it enhances that too as well. And you can puree that up because that could be used at and in the mojo itself. So you can actually use that.
Oh, that sounds heavenly.
I'm so glad you fed me. Before we started talking about this, because I don't know that I would be able to make it through the session.
Well, think about you've had the tangerine gold. So think about having the jerk chicken wings we had and having the tangerine gold there with that citrus, you know, to mellow out or balance out the spice
terrific
and all that other stuff. Right.
Terrific exactly. compliment to it. Yeah, for sure. So Nick,
I have got jumbo chicken wings.
Oh, you got jumbo. Listen, when we were down there, what did you have, like a 7 or 8 pound? I thought it was a turkey you guys had.
Oh, dude, no. Off the last harvest, we brought in a 12 pounder, naturally.
Wow.
We have a 12 pound monster chicken.
No, you got to be like pumping it with like steroids and Deca.
Nope,
and, like,
never.
That chicken's bench pressing. Bench pressing 350. He's bench pressing 350.
How old was he? Or how old was the bird?
Close to 4 months. Close to 4 months on the field, on the pasture.
And here's the thing. No woody breast syndrome.
What?
No, nothing.
So in the commodity line or the commodity world, what we normally as a consumer live in is the kind of big farm. And the problem is sometimes you'll have, and it literally happened to me. I was at a restaurant chain that had two chickens. On the plate, I ate one. It was fine. I went to the second one, and I couldn't even eat it. It was inedible. Couldn't even chew it. And that's the woody breast syndrome. They don't know how it happens. What causes it? They're trying to figure that out. And I think it's just the way we farm. And point taken. You look at Nicole's bird at 12 pounds at 4 months. That bird should have eaten or should eat like ropa vieja, but you know, like clothes. It shouldn't even eat. That's unheard of. Guaranteed that will eat like a 1 pound chicken because the love and the care that Nicole has for the animal. Bottom line is how we treat the animal, what we're feeding the animal, and the end. And then the whole thing about Purdue, I don't know if you saw the Purdue commercials, you know, our chickens don't have any growth hormones. It's federal law. No pig, no chicken is allowed. So they're just using that propaganda or
it's
that
a marketing thing.
Yeah. They're just following the law.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. Bottom line.
Well, you
and
know,
ours
you can't,
is beyond
you can't get,
just the.
You can't get mad at them for, you know, it is propaganda, but it is what it is on marketing, you know.
Well, they're playing on buzzwords. Yeah. The only person that's doing the right marketing is Nicole.
Yeah.
Because when you eat her food and it tastes good, but you also feel good.
Correct. Yes.
Yeah. And it's something we take great pride in. And when that baby came through the line, everybody was like, oh, look at him.
Did you, Nicole, how many people have heard about your Wagyu program? I mean, is that? Did you break that on this episode?
Basically. I did.
Oh my God. Thank you.
And I hope everyone knows that Wagyu is actually the species of cow.
Yeah.
And what you're doing in the process of doing Kobe beef is in the style of that Prefecture or city in Japan called Kobe. And then they have what would be Karabuto, would be the breed of pig that does, or Berkshire would be the brand of pig, or the name of the pig.
The equivalent. Right.
And that's Karabuto is the style that's the same as the Wagyu program or Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
And that needs to be dry aged. Oh, that would be insane. Dry aged.
Oh, well, pork. I have a. Well, I have a couple of little legs set aside in my personal box I might bring out when you come down.
There we go.
I have a couple of heritage breed. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Wait, Nicole, wait, hold on. If I didn't love Marvin as much as I do, I would be packing up this whole thing here and we'd be heading
driving down right now.
Yeah, today. Like we'd
it'd be three hours and it'd be worth the drive.
I'm clearing my calendar for 2 days. We're coming. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, Jeff's going to have to send me his wish list. So if he needs it or wants Manny to start dry aging it, we can prep that out.
Yeah.
But that's one of the things we're going to
start. The wish list is
we're playing
yes.
with ourselves.
Yes. Yes. The wish list is definitely yes. When you say your beef is not aged at all, your beef is going from slaughter. So it's green. It's not being wet aged at all.
Correct. No, we're not. Our turnover and demand for our truly grass finished beef and our lamb is so high. And one of the things that we take great pride in, because we don't use any chemicals, preservatives, extenders, gases, colorants, anything with any of our meats or anything we raise and harvest, is that we go from harvest to packaging in 24 to 48 hours max. And we do that because we don't use anything artificial to maintain it. So we break down in the butcher shop and we go straight to packaging, which is a really heavy 9 mil packaging. So it'll seal our meats tight and get all the air out. And then they go straight into the freezer.
So they're cryo frozen.
Yes. Yeah. We're blast freezing and flash freezing as fast as possible so that we're sealing in all of that amazing nutrient value, but also ensuring that cut of meat is going to last as long as it needs to, how long you keep it in your freezer. So, and because of that, and because our turn time is so quick, we right now, I don't even have enough beef to age. Even if I wanted to build an aging program, the demand is too high, and which is a mixed blessing. So, you know, but we are trying some things and we're going to be playing with some things, but until we've got that solid, we won't launch on the website.
When you sell, and as you're selling right now, besides the popular cuts that everyone wants, what is some of the other like maybe offshoot cuts that are pretty popular or that people buy from you?
Elevate your dining experience with Rack Porcelain USA. As the exclusive tableware brand for the Walk and Talk podcast, Rack combines exceptional craftsmanship with innovative design. Whether you're a chef, a restaurant owner, or a food enthusiast, Rack's high-quality porcelain products will enhance every meal. Discover the artistry of food presentation and make every dining occasion special. Visit rackporcelain.com today and see how Rack can transform your table.
Well, one of the things that we've seen an increase in the last several months to a year has been we do a meat and organ patty. So in the past in beef, we've done the ground beef with some beef liver in it.
Interesting.
And so that way people get the advantage of the organ meat, but it's not overwhelming for people who are not organ meat eaters. So this way they're getting a higher nutrient value. They're getting the grass finished value. They're getting it in both the organ and the ground beef itself, but then they're able to eat it in a way it's palatable. And we've seen, so we were doing that in beef. And then we started like brainstorming some things. We're like, okay, well, wait a minute. We have pork. Pork equivalently has a similar nutrient value and density from an eating standpoint, but nobody wants to double down on a pork heart or a pork liver. So
wonder why.
So we blended that into a pork patty. And so we're doing some more creative ways of providing an opportunity for adults, but take it another step where you've got adults that really need to and want to get that nutritional impact in their children. And children are often more fickle So we're rolling the organs. So we're rolling the organs into the ground, into these patties.
Wait a minute.
And they're running it.
Wait, Nicole, if you put it into a Happy Meal box.
They'll eat it.
And if we throw like a little cow toy or something like that in there with it, they'll eat.
Imagine
the
hell
out of it. A squeezy cow or something.
Yeah.
Circle C's little cow. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
No. Or so, a little figure. Wait a minute. It could be a little.
Manny doll.
No, stop it. A figurine of Nicole in the chicken suit.
No, Manny would be funnier.
Oh my God, you're so funny. You're so funny. I told Manny about that, and he's like, just start laughing, shaking.
When are we going to do it? Did you say you got the fiddle?
Well,
or the recorder?
No, I didn't. I didn't, but I got to go back on Marketplace and see if somebody's got a violin.
You know what we're doing?
I listen. I'm actually thinking about bringing my ukulele. All right.
When you come down, you got to bring your new special technology. And I'll do the wireless.
Oh yeah, we're doing it now. Actually,
all right.
I was doing hand signals moments ago to John, the producer, if he's
sleeping.
So anyway, listen,
he's in a food coma.
At some point, people will be watching this. And if you're wondering why you caught me giving the birdie to the producer, because I didn't realize I was actually on at that moment because I wasn't talking. So anyway,
we have no idea when the camera is actually focused on us or not. Yeah,
just FYI out there. But wait a minute, hold on. I want to touch on something real quick. Nicole, on the Walk in Circles podcast, and this is just to update folks who may not have heard this. So Nicole has, 4,000 plus, birds on the property, plus or minus, whatever.
That's just laying hens.
Laying hens, yeah. So, with that said,
that's not meat hens.
She goes out there and a lot of times they're following her around. So I said, it would be a great, a great video would be like,
I want to be there,
because
I need that for my TikTok.
Wait a minute. Imagine the Pied Piper.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
so she's out there.
I got the whole thing
with
in my head.
Fiddle or a recorder. And she throws in, what if I dress in a chicken suit?
And I'm like, you can't say no. How does anyone not say?
Seriously. Right? Like, we're doing this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you need a recorder, my daughter's got a recorder. I can bring one down.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then you may need to bring it with you.
Yeah. All right, done.
Yeah,
the conversation started out with the fiddler or the Pied Piper, and then it digressed to the plastic recorder from elementary school.
Right.
We can provide one.
Yeah. I mean, everybody
knows what happens when you have a 10-year-old that likes to do. I have a flute, too.
Everybody can do the, twinkle, twinkle.
Right.
Right. Yes.
Or the Mary Had a Little Lamb. It's only three holes.
Right.
Don't
stop it.
No, on the recorder.
Oh my God. Like, stop.
On the recorder.
Jeez.
John's just went, oh God.
I share John's feeling. I do.
He's digressing.
I didn't. Okay, so go.
Well, I don't know why the both of them looked at me.
You're an instigator.
Well, because John. They can't look at both of us because I'm not there.
John, make a note that we cannot have Nicole
and
Jeffrey on at the same time.
It's not done.
We're done. You guys are finished.
I'm okay.
Oh my God.
Except for cooking. When there's cooking, we're going to make it happen.
Yeah.
We've been put in timeout, Jeff.
Got to separate you two.
That's all right.
Oh, by another thing.
That
too,
happens all the time.
Nicole.
Yeah, I know.
So when.
What?
All right. So everybody, when Nicole and I are doing a podcast, it's usually at like 9, 10 p.m. It's late. And it's a different vibe. You know what I mean? Like, Nicole, see, this is what happens when we do these like midday things. Right?
There's different energy.
Do you see?
Yeah.
You feel it?
I know.
Okay. Right.
Well, plus he's drinking. That's another energy boost.
I'm not drinking. We're having a bourbon
cocktail. Like
yeah.
Yeah. Straight up. It must have been cocktail. Adam's fingers. I love Marvin, but good Lord.
Oh my God.
Oh, for the two finger pour?
Oh, it's more like an 8 finger pour.
So you're making good time for 4 people.
Yeah. Well, we have to drink for you and John because both of you don't drink.
We have a friend, his hands are, he's a massive human being. So he's like, an Adam two. It's like a glass. it's like a whole, it's the whole thing.
It's a biggie size.
Yeah.
It's the big gulp.
Hey, no, I did not hear anybody complain.
No, we're not.
No.
What?
Yeah. What?
No.
Yeah, no. All right. So I'm excited, Nicole. You're talking, you just unloaded. Like three or four brand new, beautiful programs.
Wagyu, dry age, dry age lamb. Are you going to dry age pork or no?
We will probably do some in-house. As a matter of fact, one of those heritage breed, I had a couple different adventures in the past year with different pork breeds. So we had, we brought on some mule foot and I did a small group of mule foot. So I actually
that's
what
you call me? That's kosher.
What did she call me?
Mule foot.
Okay. You're a mule foot.
Mule foot is actually a kosher pig. It's got a split hoof and it chews its cud.
All right. So it's split hoof is good.
Yeah.
You're good to go.
So I can actually
you can eat it.
Well, not that I
you can participate.
Not that I don't participate when it's not kosher. I'm the rabbi of pork. Hello.
Yeah. I know. Well, our eggs are kosher and you don't even have to think about that.
There you go. But no, it's cool that the mule foot is that way. Mm-hmm. What other breeds do you have on the farm or heritage breeds?
So right now we have some Burke crosses, Duroc crosses, some regular Hampshire, kind of foundation Hampshire, Yorkshire, because that helps with the growth. So there's a way to kind of manipulate the dynamics for growth naturally on pasture. And that's where you take advantage of those pink pigs is what I call them, that commercial line, that Hampshire, Yorkshire breed, or two breeds. And then you cross that with your heritage. So this way you get the more efficient growing time, but you get the double dipping benefit of the fact that you have a heritage breed. So you're getting a more developed, robust flavor profile in that meat.
I love
kind of the best of both worlds.
I love when you talk all educational and nerdy on this stuff.
You love the fact that Nicole talks about meat.
Yeah.
Oh man.
I'll hang that baby in a heartbeat.
Oh my goodness. So I have to remind everybody that when I publish episodes like this, I actually have to click the button that says not for all audiences.
I've seen that.
All right. Nicole, when we do come down,
yes.
And we, you know, Jeff does his fancy talk with the cooking. Are you going to be upset that we're bringing Ibis images with us, and we're gonna shoot it? We're gonna, you know, take pictures, right?
Why would she?
No, not at all.
Hashtag photography. Hashtag Ibis images. Hashtag yeah, look them up. I mean, it'd be pretty cool, right?
I think it'd be pretty cool.
Okay. All right. Will you have the chicken suit ready? Because, I mean, if we're there, we should probably knock that out.
I have my chicken suit ready all the time.
It's like, it's on a hanger. It's like right there.
Yep, and as a matter of fact, I have two. In the event that they rip through one of them, I have a backup.
What do you mean rip through? What? Like if they were going to attack you?
Is what size is the second one? Maybe Carl can join you.
I don't know that it's
going to fit. Yes, he can.
That's beautiful. Well, I already said that I would. First of all, I already said that I would. You know, I'm okay with that. Whatever.
Hey, I think
you guys heard it right there. You heard it right there.
I don't care. You know, I've been in worse suits than that. Whatever.
The camera, John. The camera. I'm pointing at the camera. Yeah. Thank you, Marvin.
Marvin's in the house.
It's fun.
Two bottles. And like, I'm going to be here for the weekend. You know what I'm saying? Like,
he's got cabins.
Nice.
Just saying,
it's a true story.
He's got ag cabins. Yeah,
I love it.
He's gonna put you up in the little.
I have a feeling he's gonna try to climb up and snuggle. I don't want that. I don't need to be in this position. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Wow. Oh wow. All
right. I am not touching that, guys.
We're out of control over here. Wow. But this is what we do. We have a great time. I don't know what to tell you. It's fun. John, what are you thinking right now?
This should be NC-17.
Jump in, man.
I'm thinking we're getting close to 30 minutes.
Oh, my God. He's so funny.
I love this.
Well, talk to me about what Marvin's got.
Oh, man. What is Mark? Actually, it's funny. He pulled up with his red Solo cup just now. He's planting himself in a chair. We love it.
Ah, he's getting ready.
John, pass him the mic. Pass him the mic.
You might have to undo your mic because I didn't
undo it.
No, because you like everything to be neat. So
I do. You know what? I appreciate that.
Yeah, I was just trying to make sure you had everything neat and tidy.
You know, Jeff, I appreciate that you just said that.
Well, you know, when you're anal retentive.
He's a little neurotic, though, isn't he?
It's anal retentive.
I said that out loud.
It's okay. No, you're loud. I said it out loud. We all do. It's not like they're talking behind my back. It's like in front of me.
He knows it. Okay. He owns that stuff, man. He owns it.
I know. But when he came here the first time, the setup.
Oh, yeah.
The layout.
It's morphed.
It's amazing.
Oh, it's even morphed even more. He's got like the football, which is like the nuclear, you know, suitcase that he carries around with him now.
Nicole has not seen the
setup. I know. It's just amazing what he's done. It's morphed into something that you wouldn't even believe now.
All right, now listen.
Well,
hold on.
Good.
Wait, Nicole, stop. Wait, everybody, Marvin. Everybody stop.
I just want to know what time he got up this morning.
He got up at probably at 4 at the same time. So
no,
listen.
He got up last time at 2:30, remember?
Nicole Cruz.
4:36.
I was up at 3:38.
There we go.
Today,
yeah,
I was up early today.
Oh,
super.
You beat me this morning.
Yeah, super early.
Why didn't you guys do your podcast at 4?
Because it's a shit show.
It's probably what's going to start happening.
It'll be from everybody's going to be calling from their bathrooms or something. No, we don't want that.
Right, because you don't want to wake up the house.
I don't want to wake the house up. All right, so listen, Nicole from Circle C Farm in Bonita Springs. Meet Marvin from Cahaba Club here in Keystone, Florida.
Never met him. Nicole, I didn't like.
True story.
Yeah. Seriously.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
I love you. Have
I
to
might shake that.
Nicole, you actually have to see this. He is in jeans and a t-shirt. He's got his shoes off. He's got a red Solo cup. He is lounging right now. This is like the perfect, I am done with work. Okay, guys? That's exactly, and he's not.
I'm done with fires. I'm done with putting out fires. That's it. Now we get to the normal stuff.
About 25 minutes before the next one.
No.
Or if that.
Nicole, I just sent you a picture.
Okay.
I just sent a pic.
My question is, what time did you wake up today, Marvin?
Which time?
Oh, wait a minute. That's not fair. He gets...
I love this. Oh, we're going to get a feed. So John, Mr. Producer. All right, so let me back up real quick. We have wireless video feed equipment, whatever. And we had something planted out over in the you probably saw it if you're watching this, but it, over where the microflowers are under a canopy. Well, John just ran out there, grabbed the camera. So now there's actually a camera on Marvin.
Terrible.
God, this show is almost
terrible.
This is almost like a real show. I got to tell you.
My looks are as bad as my voice.
Stop it. You're a tall, handsome man. You stop it.
But I hear you produce an amazing product, so it's really about the meat and the micros.
We try hard. I promise you that.
So Nicole does. She does protein. She raises, you know, cattle and chickens and all sorts of stuff. And Marvin, actually, before you came on and put the headgear and the mic and all that, Nicole had asked, "Hey, so what is Marvin into?" And I wanted you to kind of explain it yourself. Go for it, baby.
Well, what do you mean? What am I into? That's a very broad statement.
Okay. Oh my God!
Exactly, Nicole.
This is like amazingly. I should know the audience.
You really should. But
my mind goes to the gutter pretty fast.
It's funny. So does Nicole's mind. So it's okay. We're all there.
It's pretty bad.
It's a happy family.
All right, talk farm, Marvin. We're talking farms. What are you growing over here, bro?
We're growing about 32 different microgreens, a bunch of edible flowers, a bunch of green pea tendrils, a bunch of yellow peas, shoots. We're working on a big perennial flower garden with climbing roses, teacup roses, society garlic.
Love society garlic.
We did a bunch of peanut grass in the ground. It's super cool. It turned out better than I thought. And we're trying to get that finished up. We're just finishing up some irrigation right now.
Yeah, you're my hero.
Honey, you haven't seen me in person.
I want that. I want to be like you when I grow up.
Well, come party with us. I'll tell you what, you'll have a bunch of fun.
He ain't lying. He's not lying.
I'll grab my meat and head north.
I throw a good party.
He's got three cabins that are already built with two queens, a full kitchen. There's a koi pond out there. The backyard looks, or that's the backyard. Front yard looks at your perennials are out there.
Those are semi-annual edible flowers.
I mean, it's just beautiful out here. There's horse farms all over the place.
I mean, we're right now on this podcast, we're nestled between like the greens and the proteins.
Yeah.
We have a lot of alpacas over here too. Have you ever had an interest in those, Nicole?
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Me, no, but I've heard that they're really good. But they also, from what I understand, they spit.
Not as far as camels.
Okay.
But they do spit.
I've never had one spit on me. Nothing with four legs. I've had a few two-legged animals spit on me, but...
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, my God.
Wow. And the wheels on the bus go falling off. I want to put it out there right now to the universe. That was not me.
True story. This is probably going to be the best episode ever. Like, this is it right here.
Well, listen, while we were setting up, John, you heard shots fired, like somebody's like shooting out here.
No, wait a minute. Wait, time out.
It's not
wait,
like...
Stop it.
Target.
Wait a minute. Now, you listen to me, all right? So, where we are...
Nowhere.
There are people, they shoot, they have targets.
Yeah. I would do the same thing if I lived out here.
You were like, what do you mean, shots fired? No, this isn't like, you know...
It's not the mall.
No.
Oh my God.
Have y'all ever seen a ski course?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
A nine station ski course.
Yeah.
So about 3 miles just to the south of us, we have a big pigeon range. And everybody, all the snowbirds come down and they stay there and they just shoot a bunch of clay pigeons every day.
That's what's going on then. That's awesome. Yeah. We need to do that.
We have one behind my house. Like a mile and a half from me.
All right. We need to do that then.
Let's go.
All right.
It's pretty fun.
Yeah. Or we could just,
go out to the farm.
Go out to the farm.
Circle C Farms. You got 200 acres.
Yeah, I don't have to ask permission. I discharge my weapon inside of a sand mine or sand pile.
Sand pile? Oh, he's got...
A big sand pile.
Marvin's got this huge, quarry that he has on the property too.
Big perlite mountain, and we sight in some rifles over there. Very safe, very safety conscious. But
us too. But we with the livestock and the predation issues we have, we've got to stay on the money.
Yeah, I would love to see your place.
It is absolutely gorgeous. And then you have how many dogs that are the protectors? I call them.
Well, we just got another one. So we have an 8-year-old livestock guardian dog. She's a Maremma and her name is Summer. And then we have two 2-year-olds. That's Alexandra and Cleopatra.
Nice.
And then we now have a 12-week and 3-day-old purebred male. All of them are purebreds. Purebred male, so that he will be... How do I say this? Stroking the meat in a few months.
There we go.
It always comes back to it.
Literally, Carl had to get up to do something real quick, put the headphones back on, and exactly at that time period.
Starting and ending in the middle of, in medias res, the vicious circle.
It is.
But I'm trying to keep it interesting. This is the life that I've chosen with you all.
This is the life I've chosen.
This is why this episode is going to be the best.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, all of the episodes are great.
Listen.
They have varying levels of greatness.
Correct. They're all the best, right?
Yeah.
They are. They're really, really good.
The content is what makes it different.
Yeah. Well, today we just have, what, John? Keep going? Yeah. Did it do it again?
We got the time signal, didn't we?
No, he's just go. He's at 40. He's just getting perturbed. I think he wants more chicken wings.
His colon is pulsating right now.
No, it's the sphincter. That's the sphincter.
Starts in the colon.
And he's rubbing his forehead again.
You guys are so bad.
He's schwitzing right now.
He's schwitzing. How do you say forehead?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, in Yiddish?
Yeah.
No, put him, but that's face.
Yeah,
so it's put schwitzen and put him. Put him a schwitzen.
Oi, Vic. Wow. All right. So what we're going to do offline is we're going to find dates, okay, to when we're
going to... Wait, the fruit or like dates for in the calendar?
Calendar, man. Okay.
Just
want to
be sure.
Man.
You know, I'm good with either.
You know?
Yeah, you know, bacon-wrapped dates with blue cheese? Just saying.
Oh, especially heritage breed large black bacon.
Bring it on.
Now we're talking.
Well, you said my magic word. You said Duroc earlier, and that's one of my favorite breeds.
Well, you know what you got to do, too? Yeah. If we're going to be going down there and doing this whole thing, you got to make up some bacon for her.
I already have it.
Oh,
I have like 10 pounds still.
I want three.
All right. Well, then three for you. I got to have a pound for Marvin.
You said, for me,
you said 10, right?
Yeah. No, I think somewhere around there.
No, you said like 16.
No, I had 10.
Like
no, I had 10.
When are we going?
No, $16.
When are we going?
We're gonna put it together. You want to
grab? Let's quit arguing about how much bacon we have. Let's get a date.
What are we talking about here? Yeah. Marvin, are you gonna be able to come?
Hell yeah, I would love to come.
Oh my god, yeah.
You know, you're
bring some of those amazing edible flowers.
Wait, hold on, time out, guys. Yeah. We gotta fill.
I'll bring you flowers,
Marvin.
Trust and believe.
Hold on, shush, stop it, Marvin. Listen. So what we're gonna do, Marvin, is you saw the food that. Right?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to go down to Circle C and basically Jeffrey's going to like go crazy, make a bunch of cool stuff.
It's a horse carrier.
Yeah. So, so Jeffrey's going to get out there and he's going to like chef it up. We already talked about, you aren't here. We already talked about like, hey, yeah, no,
we're
going to
bring some stuff from your
farm. We're going to bring micros from Cahaba Club.
Good.
Yeah, but now we're actually going to we're going to bring Marvin from Combo Club too.
Oh yeah, I hate missing any kind of party.
The picture you sent looks like you guys are enjoying yourself way too much up there.
We're having a blast. I swear, like, you know, if I run away from my wife, I'll be here. I promise, guys.
Okay.
I promise.
In one of the cabins.
This is where I'm going to be. Like, don't find me. Don't come looking. That's all I can tell you.
Yeah, and he's got what, like five more cabins going to be built out here, and they're off the grid, right?
That's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to do some off grid ones. They're going to be fun. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I just what you did to that, those three cabins over here, it was just stellar. You just don't think it. You just the Marvin, vision you have.
Did you, Marvin? Is there anything?
But how are you offering those?
On Airbnb.
That's amazing.
It's better than expected.
Ag tourism, right?
Yeah, agritourism.
Yep, agritourism.
Yeah.
And you have people staying there now, correct?
They're full. Yeah, we're flipping one right now. And that just means somebody's coming out and somebody's coming in. So
that's awesome.
Marvin, do you want to talk about what you got coming up?
You know what? I will when I start framing.
Okay. All right, fair enough.
So we're still site working. I got two huge piles that I got to burn, and I got to get water out there. That's what I'm working on right now.
Okay.
In case it gets out of hand, I like to put them out.
All right. Okay. Marvin, listen, if I'm a chef or an F&B director and I'm listening to this podcast, because I know you are, how are they finding you?
You know, most of the people I have here right now from Michigan, Illinois, Ohio, West Virginia, Kentucky, and they find us on Airbnb. They just want a warm location. I've got a lot of people here that are farmers also, and they wanted to stay on a farm. And
Is that what you're getting?
Yeah, that's what I got right now. And last night we were on the back porch you know, having, we just had a little talk with everybody and, you know, community.
That's why he had to go out and get two bottles of Crown.
That's why.
Talking on the porch with Marvin's fun. You can rest assured that it's a good time.
I give a lot of stuff away, that's for sure.
That's funny.
Oh, my God.
But hang on. Let me ask this from a completely selfish standpoint. I know there's going to be people that are not chefs, so I don't mean to derail that. If they want to buy your micros and your edibles and all that stuff, where can I, as like a local person, how can I get hold of your product?
Well, we have an online store, and you can find it on our website.
But
who do you sell most of your products to? Who do you sell to? Distributors, community supported ag programs?
Nope, we don't do CSAs, and we work with a couple chefs, but they're just actually they're amazing chefs. They're just also personal friends. The majority of our clientele is direct to consumer.
Okay.
So we sell on our website and we ship around the country every week. So locally around the country, and we have a retail farm store in Bonita.
Well, let me ask you a question.
This year I know
those FedEx bills or UPS bills can be extremely expensive. Do you ship overnight, priority, one-day delivery, or do you ship 2 days?
We ship two-day air, sometimes three-day air, and then ground. We try to keep everybody in a max of 3 days travel time. We only ship out of state Mondays and Tuesdays so that the product gets to our coolers of love, to our clientele, and by Thursday or Friday. We designed our own coolers, though. So our coolers were designed to last as much as 5 to 7 days, and we've had them successfully go that long. But my neurotic OCD need is to, it leaves here Monday and it's to them Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Are you using dry ice?
We are.
Okay. All right. Yeah. One thing we can talk about in the future is we put together a co-op so we can hit FedEx's best discount rates for priority overnight.
We can talk off. I'm happy to take you through some things.
All right.
Yeah,
well, our little co-op does about $100,000 a month with FedEx, so we get their deepest discounts. And I wouldn't be able to ship, and my stuff's priority overnight, but I wouldn't be able to ship to all these distributors if I hadn't had help from my buddy Jimmy at Eureka Specialties out in California. But he brought me in, and that's... We ship a little bit of stuff.
You're doing direct to consumer, Marv.
I don't go to consumer, but you know, to my broadline and my specialty produce distributors. Yeah, everything
out of state, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
You ever
think
about
that's cool though?
Is there and forgive me for asking, Marv, but would there be a need for direct to consumer? Most people aren't, and they don't know. They just don't know.
Well, you got to start off in. And you just mentioned that you have your own custom boxes, liners, and ice packs.
Mm-hmm.
So before I even get started, before I ship my box, I'm at about $18.50 to $20 expense. And for me to ship 35 pounds overnight to Atlanta, Georgia, with our discounts, it runs me about $58 to $62. And everything's done on DIMS. But if I didn't hit this heavy discount, it would be $120 just for the freight.
Wow.
For the priority overnight. So it would be cost prohibitive, and I wouldn't be able to market in those areas.
And to answer your question, if you look at the grocery store, and that's the real true tell sign of what is becoming, you know, maybe up and coming on the trend or something that's been assimilated into the culture, like, for instance, sriracha. Back, you know, 10, 15 years ago, nobody really knew about it. It was only at the Asian store, you know, Asian market. Now you see, like, everybody knocking off their version of, even Starbucks, mm-hmm. their own version of sriracha. You're starting to see a lot of the micro greens going into, like, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Target, Trader Joe's. So you're starting to see the consumer now looking at the micro greens, not only for the garnishing and the flavor profiles, but for the health aspect of it too, like the wheat grasses and so on and so forth. So yeah, there's a small market maybe that's appearing slowly but surely. But for someone like me who's a chef and I want to go get something that's, and I can't get it locally or whatever, I mean, obviously I can drive out here to a Keystone, but
Sprouts is like the place I would be like, oh, I get the microgreens rainbow, I get the arugula or whatever. So it enhances the flavor profile.
I love micro arugula, by the way.
Yeah, but
his is retarded.
Can I make a plug for Marvin, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, always.
I'm just going to go here. Having been in this space and growing my own micros for me personally, it's there's a distinct difference between the stuff that you get commodity done because it's a fad.
Yep.
In the grocery store. And the quality and the taste and the nutrient value that you're going to get from a product that's done with the care and the experience that Marvin is growing, as opposed to the stuff that looks pretty but may not taste good at the grocery store.
Like, yeah, I agree.
That's one. Mm-hmm. I'm very selfish about this when there is the amount of time and energy with those of us who are farming different products and having played in microgreens for the last 5 or 6 years, again, just for me personally, for topping, you'll see them on my videos and you'll see them in my plating pictures for the website and things like that. The flavor profile on those microgreens that you're going to get from somebody like Marvin or Marvin's actual products is going to be so much higher. So when you provide that, and this is, you're bringing it up, and I'm really glad you're bringing it up because people are seeing it more and more. But the other piece to it is, in the past, my experience and my observations of the consumer is that they're looking at the microgreens kind of like I look at parsley on an Italian plate. Exactly. I don't eat the parsley because it's not, I just don't find it appetizing, but most of the time it's just not good.
Right.
But when you take a microgreen that's actually good and it's truly good for you and you're getting 40 plus times the nutrient value in this little compact, amazing thinness.
But Nicole, what do we always talk about? What are we always talking about, right? Know your farmer, what? Education, like, you know,
right.
Putting
know
it
your,
out there.
Yeah, know your farmer, know your food. And so they'll throw microgreens on. They'll be like, oh, it looks really pretty. And then people shush it off with their fork and don't realize that it's done with intention. When Jeff plates with microgreens, because Marvin's grown it and you put it on my protein, now you're looking at it being done in a circled fashion of your true flavor profiles bursting through what you're getting, what you're eating. It's intended to be eaten as a primary component or not as just a side dish, or it enhances. It's just so incredible. Like when you do it right, you can take one of my chicken breasts and you can put different types of micros across the top of it. And it just, the flavors just burst.
Do you know what's on trend right now? Microgreen salads.
Hey, Nicole, next event I have, I want your chicken. I want your beef tenderloin. I want your protein. My next event.
We can make that happen, and I definitely want to look at what you're doing.
Listen, we're going to...
I want to be a part of that event.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be part of this event. All right, so listen, first of all, I want to thank Marvin for allowing us to come out to the farm, to Hop Club. Yeah, my boy.
My boy Blue.
Nicole Cruz over at Circle C Farm.
The queen.
Busy bee over there, right?
Yeah, man.
I'm even going to thank Jefferson Schlissel over here, you know, along with Johnny Boy over there as Mr. Producer. Listen, we're going to talk about all of these things coming up, okay?
We got to put dates down.
We're going to put dates down and then...
Yeah, we are.
Circle C Farms.
Yeah.
Right? Walking Circles. Podcast. Yep. Check that out too. We're going to talk about this and, you know, chicken suits and all of that.
All right. I'll bring the beer and the bourbon.
All right. Oh. We are out.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.
Get ready to innovate and organize your workspace with Metro. As the industry leader in storage and productivity solutions, Metro is here to transform and organize your kitchen. With their premium solutions, you'll experience the Metro difference. Metro's sturdy and versatile shelving units, workstations, holding cabinets, and utility carts are designed to streamline operations and maximize your productivity. Don't settle for imitators. Metro products last longer and offer unparalleled quality and durability. Plus, many customization options ensure that your workspace is tailored to your unique needs. Visit their website or contact them today to start designing your perfect space. Metro Shelving, your partner in organization and efficiency.
Let me tell you about my friends over at Citrus America and their amazing juicing equipment. They're revolutionizing the way you enjoy freshly squeezed juice. They're at the best hotels, restaurants, and markets. Their mission is simple. Develop a unique consumer experience with on-premise juicing, deliver healthy taste options to clientele, and juice more faster. It's that easy. Citrus America supplies the highest quality juicing equipment and solutions in the industry. So whether you're a small business owner or a large corporation, Citrus America has the right juicing equipment for you. Find out more at citrusamerica.com.